AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Worries about Greece have investors worried. It's shaping up to be a big day for losses on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 326 points with about an hour to go in trading. The worry is Greece may default on its debt and exit the Eurozone. Meantime, consumer prices rose last month. The AP's Ben Thomas reports the reason: higher gas prices.
Still, gas prices remain 33% lower than a year ago. And overall, consumer prices are actually down 0.1% over the past 12 months.
President Obama is calling on fellow Democrats not to derail attempts to put together a new free trade deal with the Pacific Rim in Europe. The AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
The president acknowledges many Democrats equate trade deals with outsourcing. But for him, it's about opening the markets of allies like Japan to more U.S. exports.
The current situation is not working for us. And I don't know why it is that folks would be opposed to us opening up the Japanese market more for U.S. autos.
Plus, as he met with Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, he said if America doesn't do these deals, China will get to write the trade rules. He spoke after key lawmakers forged a compromise to give Obama fast-track power to get Congress to vote on trade deals without amending them. Mark Smith at the White House.
The parents of the youngest victim of the Boston Marathon bombing wants the Justice Department to stop the pursuit of the death penalty against the convicted bomber, Johar Tsarnaev. Bill and Denise Richards say the sentence could bring years of appeals and prolong reliving the most painful day of their lives. The AP's Denise Lavoie reports the plea will not likely change the government strategy.
They made this decision quite a while ago, taking into account the views of victims and the larger question here, and according to legal analysts, the larger question is terrorism.
A teenager in Nashville is facing charges of threatening schools in Tennessee, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. This is AP Radio News. A volunteer deputy charged with manslaughter in Tulsa, Oklahoma, says it was an accident and is apologizing to the dead man's family.
My taser is right here.
73-year-old Robert Bates says he thought he was pulling out his stun gun when he instead grabbed his handgun and fired at Eric Harris as deputies restrained him after an alleged undercover gun deal.
The laser light is the same on each weapon. I saw the light and I squeezed the trigger and then realized I dropped the gun.
What was he thinking?
Oh, my God, what has happened?
Bates says he's read of similar incidents.
You must believe me, it can happen to anyone.
And despite questions, he tells the Today Show he is certified to be a reserve deputy. I'm Rita Foley.
Getting word that Cardinal Francis George, who is Archbishop of Chicago, showed the church's conservative shift, has died. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.